At the Raven Innovation Summit near Sioux Falls, we're going to visit with Paul Welbeg. And Paul has been with Raven for a long time. And Paul, you're getting ready to move from Sioux Falls to Austin, Texas. So tell us what you'll be doing there.
Yeah, so we have an office down in Austin, Texas, called our Austin Technology Center. I'll be the general manager of that facility as well as our Slingshot operations.
Wanted to talk to you about data management, and I know there's a lot of talk in the industry about that, and that's kind of been a challenge in the area of precision agriculture. You know, we can collect the data. What do we do with it once we get it? And it sounds like Raven's doing some neat things to help with data management.
Yeah, we sure are. We really saw that as a great opportunity to really enhance the value of the data to growers and to users of all types. We've been collecting a lot of this data for several years as an industry with all the controllers in the cabs, and just there's a real rich data set out there of information that can be gleaned and analyzed and then applied to increase yields and to gain better performance in the field. So we really took after that challenge with our introduction of our Slingshot product line, which is our wireless connectivity platform, and our ability to bring, you know, basically high-speed internet connectivity to the cab, and more importantly, to grab that data more efficiently and get that into a place that can be shared and analyzed and into the right systems for analysis to, you know, again, to make better agronomic decisions. So that's kind of where it starts, and to try to proliferate the usage of it across various platforms.
And it sounds like the new Viper 4 field computer is going to help in that area as well.
Yeah, very much so. We're pretty excited that, you know, with the new Viper 4, which is a brand new field computing platform, that one of the fundamental pieces to that is integration of Slingshot. And it's not readily apparent on the outside of what that means, but the fact that we built it from the ground up with that in mind will just mean that, you know, we're going to be able to deliver a lot more value to our customers based on the fact of the different things that we can do now that it's a connected platform, and it'll be a lot easier to enable a lot of the technologies that we want to do.
Give me a glimpse of the future here, if you can, and kind of where we're going in this area going forward.
Well, certainly automation in general is obviously one of the key efficiencies on the farm, and then overall management and everything. So, you know, it starts with our ability to do, you know, some basic functionality like remote support capabilities and so on, where we can have remote technicians and dispatch operators and all sorts of different folks that have access to the cab. And more interesting, you know, is to try to gain more knowledge about the application, the implements that are running, the tractor diagnostics, all these various things that are, you know, again, to increase efficiency and production on the farm. And then we can collect that data, you know, parse it up, do what we need to do, and get that data back to business systems or any sort of software systems that are being utilized for this analysis and in different recommendations and things on the farm. So we can make that, you know, a very easy transition.
Well, it's an exciting field to be working in, I'm sure. And you have to stay in constant contact with the customer and know what they want or what they want to see down the road.
Yeah, it's changing very fast. It's changing very quickly. And, you know, with a lot of these tools that we have now, whether it's mobile devices or, you know, again, our online systems, you know, it makes it for a little easier to make changes and to respond to the customer needs, because every growing season is different. So we have to adjust on how we're going to manage this year's crop versus last year's crop. Well, same goes for companies like ours, is to be able to have technology that can be very flexible to meet those needs and to make those changes quickly. So, yeah, you know, we build that in mind, the flexibility of it. We can, you know, again, respond, listen, and then make changes as appropriately and make that a very smooth transition for our customers, so they don't have to take the brunt of the or the pain of the change. Hopefully our technology will enable them to do that a lot easier.